Genesis is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
This is God. It's July 1st, 2007, and here's Jesus temporarily featuring me. Alora's busy at the moment, and we're trying to get these things done because we're backlogged, so I'm going to take this one by myself. She has this question written down. Why are so many people predicting the end of the world? Why are so many people saying the world is going to come to an end? Can you give us a definitive answer on this, God? Now that's really an easy one, Alora. The answer is greed. They want money. They want to make a lot of money, and doom sells. If people believe they are doomed, if people believe they are lost and have no hope at all, and somebody comes along and says, well, you're going to be destroyed at such and such a date, these poor souls are going to flock out and buy their books or buy their videos or whatever it is they are producing and saying that the world is coming to an end. That's why Demetrius hates so much to keep telling people that if we don't straighten out this problem, everything's going to die and the world's going to come to an end, because he does not want to be a prophet of doom. Unfortunately, he has to speak the truth. But this is the problem, Alora. These people want money, and they know what's going to sell, and they know that if they predict the world is going to come to an end and they have the cure, they have the means of saving everyone, people are going to flock to them and buy what they're selling. They know it's absolutely untrue. They know the world will not come to an end in the way that they are predicting, but they know it's going to sell, and that's why they do it, Alora, because they are filled with greed. We'll be back after the break. God here, I would like to take this opportunity to recommend the services of Yahoo. For many years, Demetrius and Alora have been using their services, and they have been very beneficial to them and have saved them many times when they have had great difficulty because they could fall back on Yahoo services. I recommend them greatly. I'm back. Here's another question that Linda has written down. God, what do you really look like? Do you really appear to be an old man with a long white beard and long white hair and in flowing robes? I've always been curious about this. Yes, Alora, that's how I normally appear, because that is the way people expect to see me. If I appeared in any other way, sometimes it would upset people. But sometimes I'd like to upset people. Sometimes I appear in a form that upsets evildoers very, very much, and that is a naked little boy about 1 year old. And then I clobber the living daylights out of them, and they hate that, Alora. They hate being destroyed by a little helpless child. A child that appears that it's vulnerable and that they can take advantage of it and that they can abuse it, and then they get the daylights clobbered out of them. Demetrius calls this my sadistic mood, but I can appear, Alora, in any form that I wish to appear in. I can be anything. I can be anything at all that exists on earth. I can be a bumblebee. I can be a tree. That is why it is so difficult for evildoers. I can be somewhere in their very presence watching everything they're doing, and they don't even know I'm there. And that really, really bugs them, Alora. And I love to bug evil. I hope you liked this little effort I did by myself, and come back again, because I will be back again. ¶¶